why we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. The daily roundup of the best at being the absolute worst. Or vice versa. Either which way, let us start here with the story of Lucas Brown, who was in jail. Actually, pretty much prison in Colorado. That is until last Thursday night when he made a break for it. You see, Lucas Brown was working as a kitchen trustee and was cleaning up for the night. He went to take out the trash and just took off and never came back. Oh. Now, yeah, Lucas made a break for it. And it was successful for about 35 minutes. And then he was recaptured, brought back to the prison. And get this, Lucas was scheduled to be released just 2 days later.
Lucas.
Now that won't be happening. He was also previously caught escaping back in 2017, so even the jail says they shouldn't have qualified him to be in the trustee position with outdoor access. So he had that role for about a month, but didn't try to make a run for it until last week. 2 days before he was supposed to be just released. Dum, 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 dum. Comforts a home.
Driving a cab, not for the faint of heart. One poor driver in Norwalk, Connecticut, found this out the hard way when three men refused to pay their fare. Got a little physical. In fact, they hit him with a gas station squeegee and then took off with his belongings. Police were quickly on the case, but not before the guys kicked and damaged the police car. Yeah, they don't like that at all.
No. Mm-mm. That's unfortunate. Dum, 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 dum. Be careful how you use a squeegee. Don't ask how I know. Let us go to the story of Ewan Valentine. Ewan from Solihull, England. And over there, recently, somebody had stolen his 2016 Honda Civic. Valentine reported the theft, but didn't look very promising. Even the police told him that. Didn't have many leads on a 2016 Honda Civic. So after failing to recover the car, waited about a month, bought a similar model. In fact, an exact model.
Oh.
Yeah. Once he, at the dealership, looked into his vehicle, in this new vehicle of his, still the 2016 Honda Civic, same color, everything. He looked in and looked in the glove compartment, and there were some old family pictures of his family. Then he looked at the car's VIN number, and it matched. It was his exact car that was stolen.
Oh.
The 2016 Honda Civic.
Well, that's convenient.
Well, he called the police. The police couldn't believe it either. And they are trying to figure out exactly who should be blamed or
Excuse
if they
me.
Can find it. It looks like he's going to have a happy ending of the whole thing. He's going to get his car back. The police have paused the case while the insurance company determines how to proceed. But still, Ewan, even though he has his car back, says, quote, I've done something a bit stupid. Dum, 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 dum. Sometimes we just feel that way.
So there's a long list of things that you should not do while you're drinking alcohol. Driving a vehicle, of course, at the top of the list. Well, especially when you do that and crash into the Nashville Police Department. Alvin Fuentes did not get the memo. He appeared confused after piling into the building and had conveniently kept a Budweiser can right there in the car. He was also carrying a small amount of drugs, refused a sobriety test, and is now cooling his heels behind bars.
Oh, made delivery. Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. It is convenient, is it not?
Speaking of convenient stores over there in L.A., an armed robber walked into a 7-Eleven store in Los Angeles, and it was a stick-up.
Oh.
Yeah. After the robbery, though, of an undisclosed amount of cash from the register, the suspect told the cashier to, quote, have a good night, and thanked him for giving him what was in the register.
A plus for politeness.
I think that is
etiquette.
Nice. But past that. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So I know that guys love the NFL draft and the NBA, but this is not how marriage should work. Men are now asking ladies to sign a 4-year contract before saying I do that will allow them to go elsewhere if things don't work out. Now, like all good holy ideas, this started on TikTok, Critics say this is not the idea behind a sacred bond, while the internet is blowing up with comments like they could get traded against their will, like Doncic.
Yeah. Well, as long as Nico isn't officiating it. Man, I was at SmackDown at Dickies Arena, a WWE event.
Uh-huh.
In the commercial break, Fire Nico chants rang out.
Whoa! Dum, 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 dum.
It's becoming a pastime around here. And then we'll finally end up at the very, very high peaks of Japan's Mount Fuji. Last week, a climber had to be rescued and was airlifted after suffering altitude sickness near the peak of Mount Fuji. Rescued in time. It was 27-year-old. It was a Chinese student living in Japan. He'd made the emergency call there and was airlifted. Altitude sickness. Also, some of his climbing equipment was damaged. So he's plucked from Mount Fuji, and he's brought back. That was Wednesday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saturday of last week, he returned to Mount Fuji.
What?
And another climber found him on their way up to the peak, found him unable to move, apparently got sick for the second time, had to be airlifted and rescued again.
Why would he do this? Like, he didn't make it the first time. This is not your gig in life. It's okay.
He went back to get his cell phone.
Dum, 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 dum,